Off the Ball, GAA.
I mean, Jimmy's been incredible. Jimmy's, nobody has managed Cork more than Jimmy. And as you know, sure, he's the most, you know, he's the most adored person in Cork GAA, and I would say the most adored person in Cork sport.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Stephen, congratulations. I feel like I ask you a lot about where certain nights rank, but beating Portuguese opposition to qualify for the Conference League again, where's that?
That has to be right up there as the most special night we've had. You know, to beat this level of opposition over two legs is incredible, to come through the path that we've came through and qualify three of the last 4 years is special. You know, it takes a lot out of you mentally, physically, for the players to achieve. That's incredible. And like I said, to beat a team like that, to play at the level that they play at every week, considering budgets and everything else that goes into it, it's a special achievement.
You weren't hanging on at the end, but you still needed some big moments from your goalkeeper. That save that Ed McGuinty made, I think anyone who's here tonight might be talking about that in 10-20 years time.
Yeah, look, we weren't hanging on, but you know they're going to have the moments. They have quality on the pitch. You know they're going to have the moments. And the reason Ed came in and the reason I wanted him here was because he makes big saves at big moments. And that's what Alan Manis did for us for years. And I felt Ed had that presence and that personality to do that. And he's shown that time and time again this year. He's only getting better. I spoke to Barry Murphy there, was on commentary. Obviously a very good goalkeeper, and he said it was an incredible save from Ed. How he gets it over the bar, he doesn't know. So even the one from the free kick's a brilliant save. But again, Ed's a top keeper, and that's why we want him here.
We were wondering at half time how you'd be feeling about it, because there was probably no great momentum for either side, though you ended the first half with the best chance with Josh hitting the woodwork. How did you feel the game set up tactically, and was it what you wanted?
It was a real tactical game. No team had the momentum, no team had control. But sometimes it's like that when you're playing at this level against that level of team. Sometimes it's like that, and you just got to make sure that you don't give up anything soft, that you're very, very careful in transitions, because they're very quick. And we did that really well. Second half I thought we started really well, and then and later on then they came into it and they had their chances. So it was a really, for a nil-all game, it was a really entertaining nil-all.
You mentioned the difference between the clubs and them finishing fifth in Portugal and budgets and all of that sort of stuff, but it does seem you've rid this club of any sort of underdog mentality, that actually you can go into a night like tonight, you're the ones with all the experience of big European nights. Was that something you spoke about coming into this tie?
Yeah, that's the, We're not here just to be here and make up numbers. That's not what we're here for. We're here to be as good as we can be. And that means pushing ourselves every day, every week, every year. Like I said, to do this 3 out of 4 years and win leagues while you're doing it, and it's incredible what these players are doing and what they've done. But you have to keep challenging them for more, because we don't stand still. It's not about patting ourselves on the back and saying, well done. It's about wanting more and wanting to be better. And the day that I accept, or we accept, that we're okay, we're in trouble. So, like you said, we never go in thinking we're underdogs. We never go in thinking that the levels we're against is far superior. That's not what we think. We go in and we bring what we bring to the game. And then we trust that will take us into a good place.
And I assume that'll extend into tomorrow as well in the draw, where, listen, I'm sure everyone, the players, would like a bit of glamour and maybe a trip to Fiorentina or something like that. But you're going to be in pot two. You're going to be looking at this as a possibility of, you know, finishing top eight again, potentially going straight through to the last 16. Like, you can go into this with a bit of ambition, I'm sure. We're getting carried away with myself now.
Yeah, be careful. Now let's see the draw. Let's see what the draw throws up. Your home games are really important, so it'd be interesting to see what ones we get. Nola's over there. It'd be interesting to see what draw we get. But when it comes round, I don't think we play a game in September. But when it comes round, we'll be ready to go. And the aim will be to pick up results and pick up wins, and let's see where that takes us.
And two Irish teams in that draw, with Shelburne getting through as well tonight.
Incredible. I've been saying that we shouldn't limit what we expect from each other, what we expect from this league. And I felt the next step was doing something like this in Europe. Could two go and play league phase football, and we both have managed to do that tonight. And with everything that's going on, with the need of the government helping us grow this league, nights like tonight can only help that cause. And we've seen over the last 3 years what a league phase campaign can do for for the interest in the league, the general public coming to watch games, and then they become League of Ireland fans, and having two teams from the league playing right up at the Christmas is only good for the league, and it can only help grow the league in a positive way. So I'm delighted that that we both achieved it tonight.
You spoke yesterday about the support that you and the family have received over the last few weeks. Can you talk about that moment in front of the South Stand, and they're singing Josh's name, and you've Josh there on the pitch with you, and you've just had a night like this on the pitch as well?
These fans have been incredible for me and my family the last few years. The support they've given us through some tough times has been incredible. Josh said to me today before I left the house, "You better win the game because I want to get on the pitch." And I said to him at the end there, you get your moment with the fans. To give him that moment for them is special, and I can't thank him enough for that. He's the happiest boy in Ireland right now. So incredible. After the high of last week, go and win the game, then finish it off here and just to go on the pitch and celebrate with the South Stand. It doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah. Just to finish on a slightly different note, there's obviously a sense of sadness around the league today as well with the news that came through earlier on about Ali Horgan, who was just such an iconic figure in the league and maybe summed up what the league can be as much as anybody else.
Yeah, our thoughts and prayers go to Ali's family. The league has lost one of the truly great people that's ever been in the league. He's respected up and down the country. His work ethic was incredible. A gentleman, a fiery character on the sideline, a funny character on the sideline, but a really clever man. Knew his football inside out. Knew every player in the country inside out. I'd go to Sunday league games in Tala and only be sitting there behind the goal. That was him. He did his work. He was special. He'd be missed by all. And our thoughts and prayers are with his family at this time. But a truly legend is thrown around too often. Ollie is a special man and a legend.
Well said, and well done tonight.
Thank you.